Happy belated 4th of July, everybody. Yeah, did you have fun? Did you shoot off your Piccolo Pete's and your Willy Screamers and your Bangladesh bottle bouncers? Any of that? Oh, man. I didn't even do anything, man. Like, I went out, hung out with my family, and then I came back home because I've got a whole shit pot of, like, 9-foot-tall weeds that I haven't taken care of, mostly because landlord issues, but also because I'm really, really lazy. Really mostly because I'm lazy. But anyway, so I was worried about that catching fire, and I came home, and I'm sitting in the backyard while everybody else is partying. Sitting in the backyard, and I realize I've been out of the Marine Corps for 8 years, and I'm still on fire watch, just standing there with a garden hose waiting for something to go bad. Like, holy shit, man. What a wonderful way to celebrate freedom. Just standing in the back, waiting for something to catch fire. But I hope you had a good time. I hope you sobered up, right? Sobered up by Monday after all that celebrating your freedom so you can get back to work and pay your taxes. Yeah, fucking cog in the system. You gotta find a grift, man. Get out on your own. Quit making money for the man, right? I don't know. The hell do I know? Nothing. That's what. That's how much. It's exactly how much I know. Nothing. But I saw some things, man. Like, I saw, like signs of, like, I guess, you know, like some of the veterans come back, you know, like me, and we get, you know, fucked in the head a little bit, and then we go get our PTSD diagnosis and, you know, basically just spend the rest of our lives trying not to dive under the table anytime we hear a loud noise. And, you know, that's part of, that's part of it, man. That's part of, you know, when everybody talks about sacrifices, you know, you're going to spend the rest of your, you're going to spend the rest of your life popping up like a gopher going, what the fuck, every time you hear a car backfire or some shit. And you got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. But I saw these dudes putting, like, signs out in their front yard. Like, you know, don't light your fireworks off around here because I'm crazy and a veteran. You know, I'm a crazy veteran. And it's like, no, you're not crazy. You're a wet fucking blanket. Yeah. You're sitting there making all the people in your neighborhood feel bad on the one night of the year that they get to combine booze and explosives. Like, that's, like, when did we become that? Why, how are we as a generation of veterans, how are we already the cranky old man standing on the lawn yelling at kids like, get out of my yard, me. We're already that. Most of us are in our 30s. Some of us aren't even in our 30s yet, and we're already bitching about every goddamn thing, man. Like, it's, I don't understand it. You know, whether you're talking about the fireworks shit or the fuck, and I get common courtesy, okay? I'm not trying to say anything beyond common courtesy is what I'm getting at. Because, yeah, I hear something, you know, the rocket's red glare blowing up outside my window at 2 in the morning. I'm going to get up a little pissed. But I do that when the neighbors play their music too loud, all right? So that PTSD has nothing to do with it. That end of it's common courtesy. What I'm getting at is the, you know, I expecting people to walk on eggshells around you. Like, I don't, you know, that's your problem, buddy. You deal with it. That's what you signed up for. That's what we signed up for. So, fucking, you know, granted, we were 18-year-old kids out of high school. Didn't really know what we were getting into, but that's part of it. So, yeah. Anyway, getting back to that whole, you know, the getting pissed off about fireworks, getting pissed off about that, the gay dudes taking that Iwo Jima looking photo. Like, dude, that doesn't have anything to do with you. Even if you're a veteran, even if you're a Marine veteran, that doesn't have shit to do. Unless you're one of the four guys that are actually in that picture, it doesn't have shit to do with you. Shut up. Let them do their thing, man. What else is this? Stolen Valor? You got these videos of guys running around bitching people out because they're wearing, you know, Marine military uniforms when they are not actually in the military. And I get it. That's wrong, and it should be wrong. But the way some of these videos, these guys go about handling it. Look, if some tubby slub of shit is running around trying to say he's a Navy SEAL, most people are smart enough to figure out that guy's full of shit. It's going to happen. And in the cases where maybe it's a little less obvious, you know, yeah, call the dude out. Say something. Because if they run around taking advantage of people's kindness, yeah, that is absolutely wrong. But here's the deal. Like, half of these videos that go out, it looks like these guys aren't playing with a full deck in the first place. Some of them are, like, vaguely Down syndrome-y. Definitely there's some sort of mental disability thing going on with a lot of these guys. And then some of them are just, you know, they're just pathetic. So, you know, like, I see that shit and I kind of feel bad. Maybe that's me being 8 years removed from the military and, you know, I've gone soft. But, you know, I don't think that running at these dudes, yelling at them and slapping them around like you're back at the barracks hazing a boot is the right way to go about it. You know, definitely something should probably, you know, address it. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't like the fact that we're already, as a generation of veterans, playing into that stereotype of, there's old man Krasinski's house. Don't go near there because he'll, you know, come out in his tidy whities and an AK-47 and fucking, well, I hear he's got landmines in his yard and bear traps in case Obama comes for his guns. Like, no, don't be that guy. What I'm getting at, my fellow veterans, we don't need to be that guy. Just, you know, you're out now. You're home. You made it. Congratulations. Sit back and, you know, collect your VA check and fucking shut up and be happy. Right? I don't think that's so hard. That's what I do. Lead by example, I guess, right? Worst comes to worst, you can always just hit the road telling dick jokes, start your own podcast that 11 people in Ghana listen to. Hey, shout out to Ghana. Shout out to Ghana. They're holding it down week after week, hitting the play button, man, listening to me jabber my fucking stupid mouth. And, America, step it up a bit. Yeah, talking to you. Talking to you, America. Fucking Ghana's kicked. Nah, I'm just kidding. America's doing good. We're doing all right. You guys are getting behind the podcast a little bit. But, I haven't done the math, but I got to think that, per capita or per 100,000 people, more people listen to me in Ghana than in America. So thank you, Ghana. This is an indictment of America. It is a hallelujah for Ghana for saving my fragile little ego. But keep it up. And would, for the love of you, love of whatever fucking deity you pray to in Ghana, would one of you guys get in touch with me? Let me know what the hell is going on down there that you guys are listening to this podcast so much. All right? Is it just one rich dude? One rich dude with all the internet? He's just hitting play like 15 times? Or is there legitimately multiple people listening to this thing? All right? I need to know because it keeps me up at night. I'm not lying about that. And I'm back. And I did it again. I went to go pour myself a drink, paused the recording, came back, started babbling for about 10 minutes, and then realized that I got to push the record button twice on this stupid thing because science, I guess. I don't know. For whatever reason, on this recording majig, I got to push the record button twice. And, call me old-fashioned, but I like my recording majigs to have a one-pusher button recorder. Back in my day, back when America was great, Reagan was president, Dukes of Hazzard was still on the air. Dude, I can't believe they took all over this stupid Confederate flag shit. Like, I don't. You got one side saying that, it's racist, it's a symbol of racism. And then you got another side going, like, no, it's not. How is it not? It was the symbol of the Confederacy, is what the other side says. Reasonably so, I think. And then the other side goes, yeah, but they only had it for like a month. And they surrendered. They hadn't officially adopted it yet. Some dudes just kind of carried it around. Some really racist dudes just kind of carried it around. And it's kind of the same thing today. Like, it's not an official flag, but anybody I've ever seen with a Confederate flag on their person, whether it be a shirt, a belt buckle, or a tattoo, can't seem to go 10 minutes without saying something horribly racist. So, times change. People don't. But, I mean, in all honesty, it's not even you know, meant to be racial. It's really, it's just a way that rednecks show non-rednecks how hard they redneck is pretty much what it's for. And I, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't, try to pipe down on the, we need to build the wall. They took our jobs shit. And I think people will associate it less and less with racism. Maybe, I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but you know, try it. Try not sounding, you know, do your best to not sound xenophobic and we'll work from there. How's that? Deal? And if your whole argument is that it's not a real flag and that they just kind of had it, then it shouldn't be on the fucking Capitol building because it's not a real fucking flag, dickhead. If that's your whole argument, yeah, fuck you for having bad ideas. Take it down off the Capitol building. If it's not a real flag, we're paying, taxpayers are paying money to have these flags put up. They're made. Then somebody's got to put them up. And that's all taxpayer money for a not real flag. Fuck, why don't we just have the Jolly Roger up there above the state building in some fucking Florida, maybe? I don't know. They could put the Buccaneers have a flag. Put the Buccaneer flag up. They didn't even fucking win. You're just gonna back a bunch of losers, you dipshits? Why don't we raise the Cavaliers flag over Cleveland, since we're gonna talk about people that fucking couldn't quite get it done backing losers? Right? Start naming streets LeBron James fucking Lane. Right there next to Couldn't Seal the Deal Avenue. Bunch of fucking losers. Yeah, it's not a real flag, so shut up. But we should all be pissed off that a goddamn American, I don't know, what would you call it? Heroes? American heroes? The Dukes of Hazzard. Got taken off the air, man. Old Bo and Luke. Never going to see him again, on TV at least. Dude, that is some bullshit. Just because a prop on the show has some vaguely racist connotations, maybe, that apparently that's still up for debate. Dude, those guys are not like, that show was not about racism, I don't think. I don't remember it very well, to be honest. But I don't think there was anything, maybe Boss Hogg, maybe he was, you know, old white guy in the South, give you a little bit of the old, you ain't from around here, are you, boy? Yeah, one of those? Yeah. He might have been, I could see that, but he was the bad guy. That's why they kept running around fucking his shit up. Like, why does this show need to get taken off the air, man? That was back, so we can't have a car with a flag on it that people don't like, but I can watch CSI Miami, that's essentially, no, that's Special Victims Unit, that just has, like, murder-raped kids every week. That murder-raped kids, that's fine, but this flag that some people find distasteful, that we're not having it. Go fuck yourselves. Dude, God damn, what a bunch of fucking pussies, dude. I don't get it, man. And again, here goes the white guy weighing in on racial issues. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't think that show should not be on the air. I had a great show in Fresno last week. Phenomenal show. Sold out the back room of a pizza place, which was awesome. Old Danny Minch promoting the shit out of that show, man. Getting masses in seats. I wish there were, or at least that I knew more promoters that could do that reliably. And, you know, I guess he was saying, like, the week before he had a dud, so maybe I just got there on a lucky night, but, you know, tell you what, whatever he's doing up there, he's doing it right. And there's a few other guys that are putting on really good shows, too. I just, I don't know. I don't know them that well, so I don't get booked all that much by them. But, or I don't know them at all, because I'm sure there's dudes that are putting on great shows in San Diego and Inland Empire and shit, but I don't know any of those guys. I haven't made it out that far yet. But I'm getting there. God damn it. Getting there. Dude, what else was I going to talk about? I don't even know, because I stopped it, so I have no clue how long this thing's actually going on. We might be doing, might be a 15-minute podcast, might be a Might be a 10-minute. I have no fucking idea right now. Tell you what, though. I'm going to put you back on pause for a second. So, yeah, I'm gonna be back in Fresno this week, Thursday, Friday. One is going to be at this place called Tease. That's going to be on Thursday. All right, I'm back. And I had to put you on pause again. Sorry I didn't tell you this time. I apologize, but it had to be done. I had to go look at my schedule. So, yeah, scratch what I just said. All right, so the first show is going to be July 9th. At the Lunchbox in Visalia. All right. Apparently, it's an open mic. I'm going to be doing, I don't know, I guess I'm headlining the open mic. They had me down as like special guest or something. So I'm assuming I'm going to do a set at the end of the mic. Not sure how much time I'm going to do, but I'm going to run that shit. So I'm going to stay up there for as long as they'll let me. So hopefully, I might get a half hour out of it. We'll see what happens. Then Teaser World in Fresno on July 10th. And, that one, I'm middling or something. Not quite sure what. There's a shit ton of people on the lineup. So, and I don't know any of them. I'm sure they're funny, but I can't, you know, I can't speak to any of those guys for as far as how good they are. But I'll be there doing my thing. So, yeah, come out to those if you're in the area. If not, drive, you lazy shit. Why? They're free shows. All you're paying for is gas. Or don't, whatever. And if you're listening to this on Saturday, you missed them. You missed them all, you jerk. But yeah, so this episode is gonna be short and highly unprofessional. I'd apologize for that, but I'm not going to. I'm not. It's free. It's fucking free. What are you complaining about? Don't like it? Go start your own podcast, right? Everybody's got one. At that show in Fresno, I finally remembered to plug my podcast. I've been doing this for like a month and a half, I think. And I always forget to plug the podcast in my sets, and I finally did it this time. And everybody looked at me like, you're a grown man. Like, I just invited them to play Dungeons & Dragons or something. Like, you're an adult. Why do you have a podcast? You know why? Show business. That's why. I got to whore myself out to every social media medium that I possibly can. And this is one of them. So, you know, whatever. You're listening. That's all. Ghana's listening. Shout out to Ghana one more time. Holy shit, you guys. But yeah, hey, I'm going to wrap this shit show up. And, you know, subscribe to this. If you're listening to it routinely, fucking just subscribe to it. That way it'll get you'll get an email with a link like every time as soon as these things go up. If you like it, click that like button. Every time you click that like button, I mentally pat myself on the back a little bit, you know. And yeah, so you know, makes me feel good, motherfuckers. Yeah. So that's it. I'm gonna get the shit off this thing. I'll be back with you next week. All right, guys. See you later. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Fuck you, Jeff.